Yeah, I'll be late meeting.
This is Whiskey 8 Victor India Juliet calling. Calling any and all stations, W8VIJ calling, and bye for any calls. W8VIJ calling, this is Whiskey 8 Victor India Juliet, looking for a QSO on Statewide 1.
W8COP listening on Statewide 1.
8MS monitoring.
KSA-EDQ monitoring Statewide 1.
For now, this is 88MS, Doug and Carol. Over to you. I'm seeing your ID number, but just don't have the call or the name.
Yeah, 88MS, this is KS8EDQ. We've spoken before. The name is Mike. I'm up here in Saginaw. How are you doing today?
Good, Mike. Yeah, for some reason, I'm not showing... showing your call there. I just don't know. I just reloaded the software on this darn thing, but I don't think I changed any of that stuff, so I'm just sort of scratching my head.
Yeah, roger that. I actually have a similar problem with your DMR ID. I think it's like it shows up in one of my DMRs, but not the other one, even though they're programmed similarly. I think I loaded... contact, and I loaded up contacts a couple of months ago, and then I did a fresh batch on the other one, so I just got to refresh them, and I'll probably have them all set. But how's your day going?
Good, enjoying the cooler weather, and it's not surprisingly, it's not that humid this afternoon. It was earlier today. Yeah, I'm trying to plug in. There's a DMR repeater and Bad Axe, and I'm trying to latch up to that thing, and I'm having a pretty hard time doing it, but I'm getting closer, I think. So I'm been working on that all afternoon, trying to figure out the ins and outs of that Bad Axe DMR repeater.
Right on. Well, best of luck with that. Depending on their location, they have pretty good propagation maps on the W8CMN website. That's how I figured out when I was up on Tawas Point State Park, that's how I figured out which repeaters I should probably try, even though it was in the yellow. But, I would check out... I would check out that website and see which repeaters get propagation by you.
I understand that that Bad Axe repeater is not a MI5 repeater. It's supposed to be straight DMR. You'll run into it and get on Brandmeister and TGIF and that sort of thing. Back to you, Mike.
Yeah, I copy that. All right. I didn't realize that... But, yeah, I find it much easier just to use hotspots to get into Brandmeister or whatever. So, all right, good luck with your quest, and you'll have to keep me up to date on it. Hopefully you can get it straightened out. So we'll talk again. This is KF8EDQ, and I'll continue to monitor the frequency.
Mike, good hearing you this afternoon, and you have a good evening, and well, hopefully I'll get get this darn thing with your call and your name on there pop up, and I don't know what happened to it, but I just, something else I got to take a look at. This is 88MS, and I'll be monitoring.
8MS, KEHCYB.
CYB, 88MS, say good afternoon, Brent.
Doug, how you doing? I don't know if you heard my first call right after you guys finished your QSO, but I was on low power. Now I'm on medium, so I don't know how am I doing in the Mayville.
Good right now. Yeah, I saw you key up. I saw your call and name pop up, but I did not hear you at all. I just saw whatever the screen was showing me that you were trying to get in.
Yeah, I was wondering, so I went ahead and bumped the power up. I'm just playing with the new arrangement of radios in the truck and a little bit different antennas on the radios. So I assume you saw my email I sent earlier today.
I did send an email to Ralph and was asking him about that, but boy, the whole thing's sort of fishy, and I've got it programmed up where I'm going from radio to repeater in Bad Axe, but it's not seeing it via RF wise. You know, it's not going over to UHF, so I'm going to try something different, and I'm going to see if I can do it up and over the hotspot. I'm messing with it, basically, and I'm not done with it yet, that's for sure. But I spent the afternoon looking through all that stuff, but I did send you an email back on that, and some of it might come in handy, and others you can disregard. Well, most of it you can disregard.
Okay, I just kind of lost track of the afternoon. For some reason, my radio just told me it lost the Mavo repeater, so I unkeyed and rekeyed, and I think I'm in there. But, afternoon got busy, so if you replied, I missed it, but I'll check it out. The whole thing for that Bad Axe machine has just been, nothing but question marks. And, again, I'm trying to determine how to best get into that thing. And I did check out the line of sight distance and used the calculator on that. And it's roughly a 50-mile shot up there to Bad Axe from here. So I don't even know if I'm getting it. Well, the radio's telling me it's out of, so I guess I wouldn't know unless I put this in the truck and, drove it east about, 15 or 20 miles and see if that worked. A pretty good hustle up that way to get it up that far, but I don't know. I had this rig in Cass City and I was trying to hit it, and I was even out at, probably as the crow flies, 20 to 25 miles from it, and I could never bring up the UHF. And that was right about the time they were having problems, but based on what he said today in the net, almost seems like kind of everything is down right now, but I've lost track of what's going on that repeater. Whatever they were running, I guess the 2-meter, they ran into antenna problems or something. But based on what Ralph was saying today, it sounds like they're trying to get everything back in, but he's probably the best choice to see what we're missing or is just down.
Part is that I looked up the owner-operator of that repeater, and usually they've got their email attached to their call sign, and I couldn't find it. I don't know. Maybe he's on the ARRL. I'm using QRZ, but typically those guys, have their email out there all over the place. But by the look at the second one down in Warren, also another DMR repeater, so it's just fishy. But, I'm the same way. I don't know, up from down when it comes to Bad Axe repeaters. I know that Ralph is, like you said, you heard him talking that he wants to get them both back up here before he heads back up north this summer. And, more power to him, man. He's got got a job cut out for him, and I hope it happens. I hope he's successful on that.
Make something happen, but, I wish I'd have come into your QSO there about 2 minutes or so sooner, because I heard you say apparently his call sign wasn't coming up, and I was curious if it was coming up in mine.
I didn't see his call and name, and he didn't see mine for some reason. But I'm getting yours here, no problem.
Well, at that point, I can only assume that he does not have an updated contact list loaded into his radio, because yours is coming across no problem. And I would assume mine is, or should be, on his end, because I've been around long enough, so it depends on when he programmed his radio in. But, That would be the thing, is he doesn't have an updated contact list, and maybe he's a newer ham or new to DMR, so he hasn't made the contact list yet. So it all depends on when he got his radio ID versus when you downloaded the contact list.
That seems to me that it was working before, because he and I have talked probably two or three times, and like last week when you were on your road trip, I think he and I were talking. So, and I, at least that's what I recall. Maybe it was a different call sign, different operator. I do not remember, but he and I have talked a number of times, and I thought it was working properly. So, yeah, something odd's going on for sure.
I know, you know, you've been playing with some programming and perhaps got an older contact list loaded in your radio or something, but. Yeah, it all has to do with having a current contact list and if the other party is in that current contact list.
Come up, I've got his ID. I'm going to go see if I've got it in there.
Good, I'm going to go ahead and sign off and do some packing and getting ready for tomorrow. I got a little work in the morning while the wife's working, and then we're heading out. So I'll make sure and throw a call out or two on the different bands and stuff. So if I don't talk to you again tonight, 7-3, and we'll be talking to you later, KEHCYB.
Brent, always good hearing from you. And you guys have a good weekend coming up, and 70-88. I'll be monitoring.
KEYB. Why in
Euclid? W-A-T-A.